It's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to be talking to Phil Conlon shortly, and I'll make a I want to make sure I remind you that there's a great production called Les Miserables, and it's playing at the Theater Center at 1115 Queen Street West, and the troupe is led by Michelle Smith and Dean Gilmore, and I know I had the pleasure of meeting them, but also listening to a review by Lynn Slotkin, The Passionate Playgoer. And by the way, you can read Lynn's review at slotkinletter.com. But I just really wanted to make sure people know you have until April the 1st to see this production. You can call for tickets at 416-538-0988. And it is Les Miserables and the Theater Center, 1115 Queen Street West. And I'm very glad that they've done this, and I've been reading the reviews, and I'm anxious to see it myself, and I'm sure that our listeners are. So, and we have a special correspondent. Usually he's sitting here at the table, but he's in the field. Phil Conlon, are you there?
Yes. Good afternoon, Phil. I'm here. I'm on Front Street. I'm actually walking away from the Royal York a little bit because this demonstration is so lively and noisy that in order to be able to hear you, I've actually got to put a little distance away.
Well, good. For reporting, it's always good to have a little distance.
Right.
So what's it like? Well, who's called the demonstration?
Well, the demonstration was called by the Labor Council of Toronto and York Region, and they got a very impressive turnout from many unions. And it's in support of the workers in Unite Local 75 who have just commenced bargaining with the Royal York. And, of course, this is kind of the signature hotel in Toronto.
Yes.
It's only the oldest major hotel. So I had a chance to talk to one of the shop stewards who gave a very strong speech. I want to say that the rally did something that I'd like to see more often at labor rallies, which is, the leaders spoke a little bit, but mostly they put the workers up to give speeches, and that was really nice. And
they speak better English, frankly.
Say it again. Yes, they do.
The kind you and I understand.
Right, yeah. Right. So if you'd like, I'd like to tell you about...
please.
I spoke to one of the workers who had just given a speech. Her name is Cicely, and she told me she's worked here for 26 years, and she's been a shop steward for 25 years. She... when she started with the Royal York, she pretty quickly figured out that this was a very, very hard-working life, and she needed a union. And she talked both in the speech and then to me about the changes they've accomplished over the years. And she said when she started in the 1990s that they had a daily quota of rooms to clean, and you didn't go home if you didn't finish your quota, and you didn't get paid if you didn't finish it in your 8 hours. You just stayed as long as you needed to finish it, and that's one of the things that the union has accomplished for them over the years.
That's like piecework.
Yes, it is like piecework. It's like, exactly. Now, she also talked to me a lot about the amount of injuries that room attendants have, and they're the kind of injuries that come from chronically lifting and bending and twisting and having to get down in awkward positions to clean things that are low-lying. And so she told me that as a shop steward, she's become a kind of an expert on how to help assess people's injuries and what work they can do. And there's something which is known as accommodating people with injuries, and that's a real industry in itself in a hotel because so many of the workers accumulate injuries over the years. And it's just something that, it's really nice that somebody talks about it because this is what they live with.
Sure.
So anyway.
There's a type of knee injury was very common amongst cleaning workers.
Yes, and she said the knees, but she especially said shoulders and the lower back. That just really gets people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me the example of having to clean the bathtubs. And you're not just cleaning one bathtub. I mean, you're doing it all day, right? And it's like, mm-hmm. And you do it day in and day out. And it really takes a toll on people. I want to say a little bit about some of the people at this demonstration. There's an awful lot of workers from about 12 different unions, which is a very nice thing to see. There's a lot of steel workers, a lot of CUPE people, the United Food and Commercial Workers. The Laborers International Union has put on quite a show here today, and I think everybody appreciates their solidarity.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Unite 75 does, and it caught me a little short. I realized I had to bone up on the world's flags. Is a lot of the workers are carrying the flags of the countries they come from. And
like international soccer.
That's right. And it's so I had to go, oh, my God, what's that one? And I don't know that one. But I did recognize the Democratic Republic of Congo and Barbados and Paraguay.
Wow.
Among others, you know. And it's just a reminder of who's doing the work in this city. Very often it is immigrants that we don't really give voice to. I have to say that the speaker from the Labor is said something rather cheeky. He talked about why he likes being in international unions, and he says, you know, the only people in North America who talk about borders is like Donald Trump. And he said, workers, he says, we don't need borders. We help each other. So that got a lot of nice round of applause.
Now, who is that again?
He was from the Laborers International Union, Local 183. And they have brought a very
That's a legendary church. Local in this city.
It is a legendary local in this city, and people should remember that, you know, because they did build the Toronto subway, among other major things that they did.
Yes.
There's also, I have to say, Local 75 has some wonderful artwork, which is posters, which are drawings of ordinary workers and just posing for a picture. But these are not photographs. These are posters. But they're very often they're drawn in their work clothes, and it says "Serving the Country, Unite Here, Local 75." And it's they're very, very nice posters. They remind me of an earlier era of posters from China, actually. And I'm wondering who the artist is. And I took a few pictures, and I'm going to
do take some pictures. Maybe we'll put them on the site.
Yeah.
Of the Taylor Report and Classical Underground, I suspect.
Yeah.
But also tell them, save them, because you know a lot of people do wonderful artwork and it gets lost, you know.
Absolutely.
Sounds like the crowd just trampled you, by the way.
Yeah, they are. They have. They've got drums, and they've got a lot of people here who really know how to make noise. And, of course, they're picketing this very fancy hotel, and, of course, that's nice that everybody sees that. And they have the street. The traffic is blocked off, so, I mean, it's a sizable enough crowd. I would estimate the crowd is thinning out now, but I would estimate that at its height, it was about 400 to 500.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And by the way, now I understand that Hassan Youssef and the Canadian Labor Congress were also there.
Yes, Hassan Youssef actually is here, and he was the first speaker. Mm-hmm. And he gave a very strong endorsement of Local 75. Mm-hmm. And he sent nice greetings, and then they got off the stage, and they brought the workers up to speak. So that was...
That was
very well done.
Somebody knows how to produce a program. Good for them.
Yes, they do. That's right.
Well, Phil, we appreciate it very much. I envy you that you're there. Yeah. Get a picture of yourself in the crowd, will you?
I'll try to do that. Okay.
If you learned how to do selfies, we'd like it. Hey, please take a picture of the woman that you cited as giving the speech about the injuries.
Okay, I'm going to have to go find her. I'll do that.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Thank you very, very
take
much.
Care. Okay, bye-bye.
Phil Conlon, bye-bye. And this is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. And I want to tell you, by the way, that in view of the Taylor Report, there is great progress being made in Syria. And I would urge you to go to read some of the following people. Sharmeen Narwani, just write her name. Get her on Twitter. She's a wonderful writer, best writer in the Middle East. And then there's Vanessa Bealey. There's Eva Bartlett, Bartlett from Canada, and we're very proud of her work. And there's a place called 21st Century Wire. Go to them. And there's always Sana. But there's a very important development. The terrorists are being defeated, And many people seem to find that hard to take, like the Globe and Mail, Toronto Star, but that's the way it works. We have some solidarity music, I think, and we'll get out of here. This is the Taylor Report.